以弗所书第六章先出来好了。
Now, I want to first apologize to those of you who are in the Friday group.
如果你们当中有人在英文的这个学习小组星期五那一组的话，那请你容许我今天要重复。
I talked to you about this. In fact, we had the whole period, the whole study on this, which I hadn't really planned for.
那基本上呢，我是一个比较大体的来学习这个主题哈。那今天可能就是片段。
But I thought I would like to bring this to the women's group. To the large number in the women's group.
但是我就心里面就想到我们这个妇女聚会哈，这个聚会跟妈咪的。是关系是很亲近的，他就想到你们，所以他说呢，我还是要把我这样的心理的一个信息要给大家。
So maybe my group can just drink a cup of coffee and sit back and rest, okay?
Well, we'll be different, yeah. 常常他的信息是会有不同的角度哈，同样的主题。那他刚才讲了一个笑话，他说如果你觉得你不想重复听，你就去拿一杯咖啡喝一喝再回来好了。
Yeah.And Mrs. She said it'll be different, and it's true.
How do you know?
And it's true. I usually, when you speak, you usually don't say the complete same way that you did before. But anyhow.
Yeah, 每次我们有不同的我们的弟兄姐妹，或者是有不同的那个的话，通常都会有圣灵会有不同的感动哈。
So.What I want to talk to you about, we're talking in the Friday group about the armor of God.
那我星期五在讲的，用英文在讲的是，在讲到这个我们全副的军装。
Our whole theme for the period of time we're going to be talking about is about building our faith.
那这个总题里面呢，主要有一个目标，就是要好好的来奠定我们信心的根基。
Because as I looked at prophecy and as I look at the events of today, I feel we're getting closer and closer to the end.
如果你回顾我们圣经里面的预言，还有今天的整个的局势，你会发现时间是越来越靠近了。
Now there's two things that Jesus said will happen at the end.
那在这个末世的时候呢，耶稣特别强调两件事情。
He said there will be a great apostasy. Apostasy, falling away.
那在这一段时间里面呢，会很多人就会畏缩了，退缩了，就胆怯了，或者是跌倒了。
You see, that is actually those within the believing, those in the churches, those that seemingly have a belief and a faith.But toward the end, it will get so to the place that they will fall away from the church. They won't believe anymore.
那这群人不是不信的哦，是在指他们已经相信了，也参与了教会了。可是到了这一段末世的这个最后的这段时间呢，很多人在教会里面的弟兄姐妹之底，可能就会这样畏缩，或者是胆怯或离开。
And I believe it was the last thing that Jesus said in this group of scriptures was.Will I find any faith when I come back?
那耶稣还讲了一句描述的话，说回来的时候可能很少见这些还有信德的人。
So that's why I have been dealing in our class with keeping the faith. We're going to have to build our faith. You know, that's what he tells us to build our faith.
那针对这样的一个局势，这样的一个情况呢，所以我特别要来讲的这个主题就是。要建立，要建造我们的信心。
That's not something that's always static all the same time. No, it means I build on what I have, and I keep building and I keep building.
所谓的建造，就它会越来越坚固，而且会越来越成长的。它不是一个保持在一个同样的一个程度里面，它是越来会有不同的变化。
Now, in our scripture today, we're going to talk aboutSomething that Paul taught in great detail in this particular group of scriptures.
那在我们今天第一个经节，你看到保罗在描述的呢，讲的是很清楚的，很细节的。
He talked about armor.
他讲到我们的这个军装。
And in that day they fought with armor.
那一天这个军装是打仗要穿上的。
They protected themselves from head to foot.
那从头到尾都有描述，就是那个时候打仗时候一定要穿的。
Now I'm sure Paul was well acquainted with this.
那保罗他对这个军装可是很熟。
Because there were times he said he was chained to soldiers day and night.
因为你要知道他是手铐脚镣都被就是被用上了，然后呢在那边呢有着这个兵丁来守着他。
And of course he had seen the armies marching out to battle and coming back, so he was well acquainted with this.
所以因为他正在这个狱中的时候，他就看到这些兵丁们怎么样准备，怎么样出去，怎么样回来。
Now in the 13th verse of Ephesians 6, he talks about putting on the whole armor of God.
那一开始呢他告诉我们说全副的军装都要放上去，而且是神所赐的军装。
Now, children of God, why didn't you and I have to put on armor?
为什么基督徒要穿军装呢？
He tells us that, this is why he tells us we need it, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, stand firm.
好让我们可以抵挡那邪恶或者是磨难的日子。
Now he's telling us we're going to have some very evil days. Even every generation has had some very evil days.
每个时代都会有他邪恶的啊，就是些很磨难的日子。
And we know who is the father of this world.
那我们知道这个世上的父亲是谁，这个世上的掌权者是谁。
Jesus made that very plain.
耶稣讲得很清楚了。
He said,our father is God.
那耶稣说我的父亲是神。
Now we know that our God in the Old Testament said, I go looking to do good, not evil.
那你知道神跟我们说呢，他的意念是赐平安的意念，绝对不会有邪恶的结果。
So this has nothing to do with God.
所以所有的邪恶磨难凶恶呢都不是从神来的。
But then he said to the religious leaders of that day and to the people, I guess the people around, he said, but your father is Satan.
但是呢我的父亲是神，你的父亲就是魔鬼。
So we see there's two sides in our world today.
是那些不信的哈。所以今天我们会发现有两群人，两家人。
If you're a Christian, your father is God.
如果你是基督徒，你信耶稣，那你的父亲就是天上的神。
And if you're not a Christian, your father is Satan.
那如果你还没有信的话，那你也有一位父亲，就是这个恶势力魔鬼。
Some may say, "Oh no, I'm not a Christian, but." My father isn't Satan.
可能还没有信的人会这样子辩白啊，说不才不是呢，我的爸爸才不是那个。
Oh yes, they have to realize they don't understand. But the very things they do is caused by the evil in their heart because of sin and because of the wiles. Paul calls it the wiles, the power, the fury.That Satan comes and puts in our hearts and minds.
即使你意识不到，那是一个事实，因为他会用我们里面那个罪啊，抓住我们那个罪，因为我们基本上就是还没有被赦免，就是罪人，抓住我们里面的罪呢，然后就大做文章了哈，就是各种方法啊，让我们呢就进入那种很邪恶或者是凶恶的这样的一个情况。
So Paul is warning them.
所以保罗一直在警告我们。
So he talks about the very first piece of armor he wanted to talk about.
所以他才会在这里讲到这个全副的军装。
And he said, stand therefore, put on, having fastened on, the belt of truth.
所以呢首先呢你要戴上这个真理的带子。
Now, we're going to be...
Are you going to call them?
No,
okay.、
Mm-hmm. And then he says, then put on the breastplate of...righteousness.
然后你要一个公义的这个的护心镜。
So we have a particular type of belt, and we've talked about that in our group, what that's like. A breastplate we put on, but the next thing, look what he says to do.
那除了这个带子还有护心镜之外呢?
And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of Peace.
那就是我们今天的第一个经节哈，用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
You see, God recognizes the value of his peace.
神对于这个平安的啊，这个价值呢是很注重的。
When Christ met the disciples after his death the first time in the upper room, he said, "My peace be with you."
耶稣复活之后，啊，来见门徒的第一句话就是说，你们愿你们平安。
So there is a particular kind of peace.
那这种平安是很特别的
，of God
是从神来的。平安
okay, so we see that when we have that peace, the devil can't, how can I say it to you? He deals with you and I through our mind.
那魔鬼基本上呢，会在我们的这个思想里面来做文章。
Which has a lot of control of your emotions.
那当你的思想一被它干扰的时候，情绪接着就会来。
So we have to understand that the peace he's talking about is as we walk along in life, we want to have that peace of God in our heart.
当我们一生这样子的一直在经过人生的历程的时候呢，我们会发现呢，这个从神来的平安是对我们很重要的。
So we have to recognize that it is Satan that comes and tries to steal that peace from you.
那为什么我们需要注意这个平安的这个啊，就是这样的军装呢？这个鞋子的军装呢？因为魔鬼会来偷窃，来夺取我们的平安。
Now, I want to describe to you the shoes that he's talking about that we should put on.
那我们来谈一下这一双鞋子，我们穿在脚上的这一双鞋子。
The upper part was made of a bronze.
那上面呢是金属的哈，比如说铜啊这些哈。
Now that was a piece of metal that went all the way around the leg from the knee down to the shoe.
那这个呢，我刚才在讲鞋子了哈，对不起哈，讲这个鞋子本身哈。那上面是金属的，然后呢，它整个是包到下面去的，你的脚盘到脚掌那边。
And when they fixed the shoe on, it almost looked like a large, what shall I boot? It almost looked like a large.
那当它把它组成之后呢，它就看起来很像一双那种靴子一样。
Now, why were they so careful in particular about putting this thing around their legs?
为什么要这么用这么重的东西要把这个脚包起来呢？
Because the legs are very important.
因为我们的脚很重要。
You see, if they come and they went hand to hand battle, they were right. If they kicked you and broke your leg and you fell, they cut your neck off.
因为呢，你的脚如果不稳，或者是被伤害到了，或者跌倒了的话，那你马上就会失去你的战士了。
Sometimes they had a march to grass.And thorns and that kind of thing, and it protected their legs from getting cut and lacerated.
所以呢，这些呢都在防止这些有会伤害的，不管是枪啊，或者是就各种会伤害的武器。
So that was a very important piece to have on.
所以那是一块很重要的一个装备。
But without the shoes, they might have been slipping and sliding.
因为这个鞋如果不稳的话。就会跌倒。
So he said, now for the shoes, they would take two pieces of metal.
那两块金属做的。
And then they would take this metal and they would take lace leather all and lace it on to your foot. Very tight.
还要用这个皮的哈，就好把整个这样子绑起来一样。
And then there were spikes on them.The spikes were sometimes an inch, maybe even 3 inches for the ones that stuck out, that could kick them with these spikes.
Leonard spikes 是什么东西？对不起。
They're like a big nail.
Okay, 好。那它呢，有一种呢，好像把它拴住的一个东西哈，然后呢，让它可以踢的时候不会掉，就是把它拴住了。
So they would have these shoes on protected. When they come up against the enemy, they would kick them and the nails would pierce into them. And when they captured them, they would push them down on the ground, put these, their foot on top of them with those spikes, and then they would cut their heads off.
所以呢, 这双鞋子不但把它拴紧了, 而且它还有一种, 啊, 配备, 就是让它可以去踢的时候可以伤到人, 哈, 那个刺, 好像刺一样, 哈, 那个针刺一样, 然后还可以在地上, 我们看到那种, 下面有那种钉的, 哈, 钉子鞋, 就是那可以 抓住这个地的啊, 这样的一个装备。
So this was a tremendous part of the armor.
所以这个是这个军装里面很重要的一部分。
Whether it was defending themselves or whether they were attacking them, it was a precious type of armor for them.
等于说呢, 保护的作用也有, 而且呢, 进攻的作用也有。
So you see, if they used them carefully, they could take their enemy and put them under their foot and kill them.
所以呢,还可以用这一双有钉刺的这样鞋子呢,去杀掉对方。
So now, why is he talking about this with the thought of peace?
那为什么要谈到这个平安要这么的要紧的来保护他?
If I looked at those shoes, I wouldn't think of peace.
我看到那双鞋,我就不会联想到平安了。
But what he's trying to say is, I have a piece of armor for you that can help you to keep your peace.
神的意思是说呢, 我需要用一个很特别的装备, 像一双鞋一样, 像那个军人的鞋一样, 来持守保护你的平安。
Now he mentioned something particular. He said these shoes should be shod. Now what does that Greek word shod mean? Shod, S-H-A-D. I don't know if you use it. That Greek, it means binding tightly and having it tightly under your feet.
那这双鞋子要穿的时候呢, 需要把它穿得很紧, 啊, 不是松松的。
So when you lace those shoes up, you were to use your strength. You were to get them as tight as you could, that you could stand them so that they would be on there and not fall off.
等于说呢, 要穿这双鞋子, 还是要下功夫的, 啊, 要穿得很紧, 把那个皮带子绑得很紧, 啊, 这样的话, 才不会松掉, 才不会掉了。
So what is Paul telling us in the spiritual?
那这个在属灵的意义上是什么呢?
We must tie peace around our lives.
等于说呢, 你要把平安呢, 整个包裹你的这个身心灵。
As they tied their shoes, it was a thing of purpose. They did it on purpose.
就有刻意的, 我们平常穿鞋很随便, 对不对? 一脚一方就走了, 他这个不是, 他这个你要刻意的把每一个, 部分的设备呢, 都要把它穿得很适当, 要特别的把它, 啊, 穿紧。
So we must know how to purpose to keep our peace.
所以是刻意用心的努力的, 来持守我们的平安。
So we see that now they are in readiness, they have a solid foundation, because they have purpose, they put this thing on tightly, so that they're ready to march out to battle.
所以我们知道这个的重要, 所以呢,我们就把它穿好之后, 那我们还是要向前走的, 不是只有在顾到我们穿好, 穿得美, 哈。
What I'm trying to say is, peace is a foundational thing in our lives that helps us to keep our feet firm on the promises of God.
我要强调的这个平安有那么的重要, 从这双鞋, 哈, 战士的鞋来讲, 这个平安那么重要, 是因为它必须是要你信心整个层面的一个, 好像一个保护一样。
Peace helps us to go on without fear.
好让你向前走而没有惧怕。
So we see then that...
Can you explain what's a peace?
I'm going to. So we see, he talks about this, but let's look at the well, let me go on if I get out of my... She wants me to go to another part, but let me finish up what I have to say here. You see, Paul used this letter to say blessings, and he would say to them, let peace abound. Let peace. What was he saying to them? Let the blessings and the prosperity in your life, that the gospel changes our life. It brings peace to us and even prosperity in our lives.
有了福音,有了这种丰盛,那么这个平安呢? 就是因为有福音,我们才有这个平安。 那平安会带给我们丰盛。
You see, the absence of peace and it brings about the presence of chaos.
那如果没有平安是什么意思呢? 就是一片混乱,很慌乱。
When your peace is gone, what comes in. Then comes in like you're being attacked. And usually it is. It's an attack. And it can be by the enemy.
那什么叫没有平安呢？基本上就好像从外来的一个攻击一样，一种冲击，然后一定要有一个敌对的对方来冲击你。
That's one way that we can lose our peace.
一方面我们会被冲击，然后慌乱。
But another way we can lose our peace.
另外一个我们会失去平安的原因。
We have to check our heart.
我们要去检查我们的心。
When our peace is gone, have we violated a principle of God's Spirit?
那是不是因为我们平安是讲到神给我们的平安啊，从里面的平安。
Have we allowed something in our heart that steals that peace?
那是不是我们里面的心思呢，有一些把我们的里面跟神之间的那个平安呢，好像把它摇晃了，把它偷掉了，就是从里面的。刚才讲外面是从里面的。
Do we let anger that burns us?
比如说你在生气，然后你怀怒，然后他就一直在。好像在烧掉你的平安，融化你的平安一样。
Now let me say something about anger.
那我来稍微提到生气一下。
Anger is really a emotion that everyone has.
那大家都会有生气的这个经验情绪。
It has two meanings in a sense. I won't say two meanings, but two, what shall I say? It works in two different ways.
那生气会有两个向度。
Jesus talked about in righteous, or when the disciples, or I'm not sure it was in the Gospels or if it was in the letters, but they talk about a righteous anger.
耶稣倒是提过什么叫做义怒。
Jesus had a righteous anger when he drove out those that were in the temple, the money changers, and those that were selling these things and cheating the people.
当时候他看到这些犹太人是在这个圣殿那边呢，就在那边卖东西哈，我就利用这个节期呢来赚钱，或者是里面有诡诈的时候呢，他心里面为神的缘故就有一个为神的一个义怒。
So there are some things that we don't accept that maybe, and in anger we say, no, I'm not accepting those.
The righteousness anger.
Yes, the righteous anger.
We don't.
Yes, we do. There's times that I righteously feel that something
okay,
has happened lately.
Yeah. 好，等于说呢，那个时候的情况，因为耶稣形容说像贼窝一样哈，圣殿跟贼窝这个对比就太多了哈，太那个差太远了。所以呢，对他来讲，他是不能接受的。所以那个不能接受会冲击到我们的情绪。
But the Lord tells us what to do with our anger.
但是呢，即使我们有了里面有了生气，有了气，但是圣经也告诉我们如何处理我们的气。
Because anger comes when you've been defrauded, maybe sometimes even when you've been hurt. But he said this: don't let the sun go down on your anger.
那生气里面也包含到你被侵犯了，你被伤害了。但是圣经很清楚告诉我们这个界限，到日落以前，那之后呢，就要。要释放了，要释怀了。
We don't let that fire burn in us.
不要让这种气怒火哈在里面一直烧。
If we feel like maybe we've hurt someone, we say we're sorry.
那 we hurt somebody.
If we some hurt somebody with that anger, we may say we're sorry.
如果在这个当中，你因为发了怒、生气了，然后你有移怒到别人，那么你一定要去道歉。
So, but there are those who are angry and they.Let it burn in them.
那如果有人不按照神的劝告，就是让他继续的那个怒火中烧。
There's a speaker, a woman that's a preacher, and she said that when she was angry with her husband, she would just get on the edge of the bed and she wouldn't let him touch her. She was so angry.
曾经有一个女的传道人呢，她自己描述说，当她对她的先生生气的时候呢，她晚上睡觉会睡在这个。床的边缘，然后不让他的先生跟他讲话或碰到他。
And that's the kind of anger you feed. They shouldn't have done this to me. I don't deserve this. We feed that anger and keep that fire burning.
意思是说呢，从事情发生到那个时候，他要睡觉了哈，他继续都在想这件事情，他没有把它释放了。
So we see that we have to at times the anger may, but many most of the time, many of the much of the time.That anger comes And we allow that anger to steal our peace.
那个时候就不是只有生气的问题了，是你失去了你的平安了。
Maybe you have unforgiveness in your heart.
比如说心里面老是
it steals the peace.
老是对某某事情，对某某人。
Maybe there's something in God's word that you feel like I don't want to do, and it steals your peace.
有时候也有这种情况，就是你明明知道神要你做什么，可是你就是不愿意做，那个也会偷掉你的平安。
But now that's one way.If we ourselves allow our peace to be stolen. But I'm talking about when Satan comes and brings thoughts, brings situations that come in your life, and he brings those things that tears down your faith.
那刚才提形容的这个内在的是属于你自己的责任，你容许你的平安被搅动，然后就好像就把平安就这样子偷，就让它漏掉了哈。那另外一方面我们也提到说外面这个冲击来攻击你的这个让你的平安受到冲击。
He has a way of coming and put thoughts in our mind.
那特别是这个恶势力魔鬼有一种方法，就是来到你的思想里面啊，给你一个思想的有一种冲击。
He can actually make us think it's us that's thinking this.
那你那个时候呢，不会意识到是他要你这样想。你会认为说是我自己这样想的。
To bring temptations.
比如说呢，他也会把这个试探给你。
He'll come in like a lion sometimes with a situation and just tear your faith away. This is with it. When you lose your peace is when you're losing your faith.
那有时候他会像那个吼叫的狮子，用那个很大声的吼叫让你害怕，那很容易我们就失去信心。
You see, there's two kinds of peace.
那我们要知道我要提的是两种平安。
There's the peace with God.
一个是与神从神来的就是跟神和好的平安。
That's the peace he gives us when he comes in and forgives our sins.
那这个跟神之间是和好有这个平安是因为我们的罪被赦免了。
That peace that brings the joy of the Lord.
那这种平安会带来给我们喜乐。
That's because we're now a child of God.
因为我是神的孩子了。
But then there's the peace that we call the peace of God.
啊，刚才是我们跟神和好而有的平安，接下来呢是从神来的给我的平安。
And that's what lives in our heart.
那它是会在你的心里面，住在你的心里面
的。Colossians 3:15.
哥罗西书的第三章十五节。
And let the peace of God rule in your heart.To which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
这一句话，请大家今天特别把它记起来哈。哥罗西书三章十五节，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，做主哈。你们也为此蒙召，归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
We may have peace with God. We may be His child.
你已经跟神和好了，所以跟神和好的人就好像儿女跟爸爸妈妈关系是和谐的，心里面是平安的，就像这样一样。
But we can lose the peace of God.
但是那个因为跟父神在一起的那个平安呢，会因为某些情况，刚才讲过的外的内的情况，而让我们失去平安。
You may say, "Well, how do we do that, Sister Schwartz?"
那我们是怎么会这样的呢
？Through our worry.
比如说你在忧虑啦。
Do you have peace when you worry?
当你忧虑的时候，你会有平安吗
？When you fret over things, I shouldn't have to go through this. What? Why am I going through this and fretting over these kind of things?
那你一直被这个情况、这个环境来挤压你，或来好像在威胁你一样，那你的平安就没了。
Our peace is gone.
平安就没了。
And anxiety.
焦虑。
When the Bible said, "Don't get anxious over anything," but in anxiety, our peace is gone.
那焦虑，就是圣经也告诉我们哈，不要将忧虑卸给神。What about worry and anxiety different between them? 我问他说，忧虑跟焦虑有什么不一样
？You know, you can worry over something, but anxiety is a deep worry.
Okay, 好，那就我了解的了哈。忧虑是好像你在操心，你在计划一件事情，然后你会有担心，你会有顾虑，你会做一个比较不好的一个预备心哈。那么这个焦虑是不管怎么样，你心里面有一种状态，它是一种状态，你们心里面那个焦心的那个状态，很容易会让你体会到说，我这个人是很容易焦虑的人。
Worry is something about being over-concerned over things.
Yeah, 刚才他在讲了，他说这个忧虑是对于某一件事情的操心跟用心。
So now, how do we keep our peace?
Can you explain what is peace first? My meaning is, you talk about how to explain what is peace of God.
The peace of God.
Yeah,
I told them, I said, there's a peace with God.
I know, I understand. You talk about the concept about peace, okay?
Yes.
But you talk about the storm, something like that kind of peace. I think that's what
I think. She wants me to give you an illustration of
what peace is. Actually,
I can give you several.
那我请他说把这个用一个比较生活化的例子让我们知道啊，到底神的平安是什么，跟我们那个门上挂着一个啊，你岁岁平安有什么不一样啊？
They had a contest once among artists.
那有一次呢，有一个这种啊画图比赛。
And they wanted them to depict what peace was. You can look at the picture and know what peace is.
所以他们的主题叫做平安，所以呢，大家就这些画家就开始画这个平安的一些图案。
And they had beautiful scenes of peaceful water.Up in the mountains of the peaceful air, the peaceful peace up there that was just quiet. They had different pictures, but there was one picture that won.
那么其中有很多啊，很漂亮的，像那个山水啊，我们去看那个大自然的时候，都觉得很平静哈。然后呢，溪水啦，或者是那个很宁静的一个山区啦，都叫做平安哈。他们都这样画了。那其中有一个得奖的作品
，and that piece.Was a raging storm up in the. There was a sort of a little mountain top, and there was a rugged tree up there, and there was a tremendous storm going on.
那个场景呢，跟其他人画的这个啊图画的背景是不一样的。他反而是画出呢一幅很大的这个啊风暴的一个情景，比如说那个树的树叶在吹啦，啊，树干是绊倒的啦，或者是要用很多的。这个画像来形容说你看到的是一个风暴在那里。
And on that rugged tree was a branch.
那在这一棵这样子一直被冲击的这棵树呢上面呢是有树枝的。
And on there was a bird's nest.
那你会看到那个树枝当中呢有一个鸟巢。
And seated on that bird's nest was a mother with her chicks under her.
我们知道这个鸟巢是那个母鸟去咬枝子啊叶子来煮的哈，那个鸟巢还挂在那里呢，而且呢，这个画家还画出这个母鸟的旁边还有小鸟。
And though that storm raged all around,
所以旁边的衬托的是大风暴。
Those little chicks were at peace.
但是却看到那个小鸟很安静的、很安详的
of their mother's wings.
非常放心的。来就是好像躲在妈妈的翅膀之下。
You see, it's when we grasp hold of the fact that no matter how hard the storm is, and no matter how great the pressures are, if I can hide under the wings of my Father, He can keep me in perfect.
所以这种所谓的神给我的持守的平安是什么呢？不管环境如何不是说我的环境都没有事情，都没有事端。即使有很大的风暴，只要我躲在我的天父的印下，那我就会有平安。
That's a soul peace.
那这是你心灵里面的平安。
And there may be things around you, but there's something deep inside that's keeping you at peace.
深处里面
keeping your heart quiet.
深处里面有这种
keeping away the fears.
就是刚才我们讲的哈，基督的平安会在里面做主。
And the anxiety.
让你呢不会被这个害怕焦虑。
Because we feel safe.
来侵犯攻击你。
Like those little birdlets in that under their wings of their mother felt safe about what was going on.
那是一个很坚固深处的一个安全感。
That happened so plainly in my life one time.
那这种情况呢，在我的人生里面发生过太多次
了。
有我曾经在外岛做牧者。
My Sunday school superintendent was a woman.
那我的那里的一个教育的这个事工的一个负责人是一个姐妹。
Very active in the church. She and I worked very, very close together.
她跟我呢一起同工，非常非常亲近，而且呢。 他就是负责这事工，他也很能干。
Her husband was a very good friend of mine.
他的家人都是我的好朋友。
He would come and fix things around the parsonage that needed to be fixed, particularly with the plumbing type of thing.
这个姊妹的丈夫呢，他虽然他不是在服侍这个教会里面体制内的事工，可他常常来修理教会的事的一些事情。
We were very close friends.
那我跟这个家是很亲近的。
One day, somebody came in.
有一天有一个人来
Claudia. And I was back in my bedroom, and she came back into my bedroom.
我人是在我的卧室，她就直接的到我的卧室。
And she said to me, Sister Schwartz, I have to tell you this. Margaret and Collie were just killed in an accident.
她说，牧师啊，刚才她讲的这个很干很亲切这个家，他们发生了车祸，死了。
Those of you who have had that kind of news know how you feel.
那如果你经历过这一种这样的一个经验的话，你就知道我在讲的是什么样的感受。
I have been sitting on my bed, but I fell to my knees.
那我一下子就好像我本来是坐在床上，后来我就往下跪下去了。
And I began to cry.
我一直哭。
And that feeling that comes over us when we hear terrible news.
当我们听到一些不好的消息的时候呢，那个情绪上一定会有波动。
I got up and I walked from one right walked back to my house and I finally came to I walked into the kitchen, came back to the dining room and put my head up against the wall.
那我就走来走去哈，就是那时候已经就是自己有点像就是控制不住情绪了，走来走去到一个地步，我就把我的头靠在我厨房的那个冰箱上面。
And suddenly I felt something.
突然间
，I said, Lord, I have peace in my heart.
我说主啊。我里面竟然有平安。
The emotion was breaking me up.
我的情绪搅动
了。I was weeping. I felt that the trauma of it.
这个情绪的搅动很大的。我一直哭，然后呢，这个事情我太不能接受了。
But there was peace in my heart.
可是我却体会到深处里面有神的平安。
Maybe God was saved me, but they're gone home to be with me.
那我想这个平安就让我冷静的去接受神的安慰。比如说神可能会提醒我说他们回家了，他们回到那什么是我的孩子，他说我忘记那时候我是怎么样的，为什么我会有体会到这个平安我不知道。
They both were very outstanding people, particularly her. She worked in a bank and they were very outstanding and they were well known and the funeral was so big and we had to haveThe church was full. We had to have chairs all around outside.
这一家人不是只有在教会里面跟我的关系很亲近，跟会友的这个关系很亲近，而且在外面呢，因为这个姊妹是在银行工作，所有外面他们接触过的人呢，都是很爱他们的一个家庭哈。所以当这个葬礼的时候，信的不信的都来了，很多人都只能在这个教堂的外面来参加这个葬礼。
But I was able to go through it and take care of it and get it.And work through all the details of the funeral and everything because of why? Because I had peace in my heart.
我竟然能够一一的来处理这个丧家的所有的过程，包括到后来帮他主持这个葬礼。为什么？因为我有神的平安。
Satan would have liked me to say, "Why, God?" Well, I won't say that because sometimes we do question.But he would want me to become bitter, want me to say, why did God take them? Why want, you know, and my faith could have cracked under that.
那有时候呢，我们会有一种负面性的一些思考，比如说为什么会这样子？然后这个为什么的背后呢，还会加上一些苦读。
But instead, God gave me peace.
但是神的平安就好像在那里保护我了。
Because I'm trusting in him.
因为我信靠的是神。
And then he goes on to say, how do we keep this peace?
那这样的平安是要被持守的，要被保护的，所以我们就不用讲，不然的话我们不会讲说要穿到取鞋子哈。那提摩太前书第六章十二节这样说。
It tells us, does it tell us we sit back on the rocking chair?
当你说我有平安的时候，不是坐在一个这个摇摇椅上面，在那边很舒适的摇你的椅子。
That we just sit there and sing, looking for fair weather.
然后我们不是坐在这个摇椅上，一面摇一面唱歌，不是这个，这个、不叫做平安、啊。
No, God knows we're in life.
那 神很清楚地告诉我们生命是怎么一回事，生活。
So Paul told us, fight the good fight of faith.
保罗说打一个美好的仗。
Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you make the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
他说持定你的永生，这个仗在做什么？在保护，在持守住我们的永生。他说我们如此，你为此被造，在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。
Oh Paul, you can say that, but you don't know what I've been through.
或许你会跟保罗说，哎呦，你这样讲很容易啦。
You don't know how my husband is.
可是你不认识我的家人，
我
的先生，我的妻子，我的孩子是怎么回事。
You don't know about my mother-in-law.
你不知道我的这个公婆，或者我的谁。
You don't know the pressures I go through.
你不晓得我经历多少的压力。
Paul said in Second Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多后书
Five times I received at the hands of the Jews 40 lashes, less one.
他五次被重打。
Three times I was beaten with rods.
然后呢，三次呢是用那个皮带打。
Rods are what they used to beat them on their feet until their feet would be broken.
那这个是打他的脚。
Three times Paul had his feet broken.
那他的脚都裂开了。
Once I was stoned.
那还被石头打。
That was when he was left for dead.
那他是呢，就是一进入就死了。
Three times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day.
那shipwrecked, 他就是受到一些船难。
Often I had to journey in danger from the rivers.
所以呢，他常常在这个航行的时候呢，碰到船难。
Dangers from robbers.
有时候呢还会被抢。
Dangers from my own people, the Jews.
然后呢连自己的这个犹太人都要害他。
Even danger from the Gentiles.
连外邦人都要害他。
Danger in the cities.
然后在都市里面也有难处。
Danger in the wilderness.
在旷野的地方也有难处。
Danger at sea.
然后在海上也有难处。
Danger from false brothers.
在这些假弟兄里面也有危险。
Through many a and toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night.
那很多时候呢，晚上都没有办法睡觉的。
In hunger and thirst, often without food.
又饿，没有食物。
In cold and exposure.
然后呢，非常的寒冷，受寒冬的侵袭。
And I can put in my own words. And on the top of that, I had the daily pressure of the churches.
所以天天呢，都还要承受教会给的压力。
Now, do you know why he could tell us that?
为什么他告诉我们这些？好像跟我们讲了一下他的经历。
Have you been to the place he has?
你有没有跟他一样惨呢？
You see, he lets us know what he had to do to make it through.
那他要告诉你的意思呢？保罗告诉我们说，他经历这一些，但是他经历过了，他好像越过得胜了。
Oh, that's Paul, you say, he's a great man. No, Paul was a human man.
那你不要以为说，哦，保罗他当然是可以啦，因为他很刚强，但是他还是一般的，
Paul、
跟我们一样。
Paul was flesh and blood.
同样人性的人，他有血有肉。
But Paul had made up his mind.
那保罗呢，他只是呢，定了一个他的意志。
He said, I'm in a race.
我好像在一个赛跑一样。
And I'm running for that prize.
那我赛跑的目的是要拿到我的奖赏。
And I keep my eye on that prize.
我的眼睛就盯着那个奖赏。
Which he's keeping his eyes on the prize of a home that's greater and a country that's greater, a life that is greater for not just 60 or 40 or 70 years, but forever.
也就是他讲的我持定永生那以后永恒里面那个更美的家乡，那个好的无比的跟神在一起的时间，比起这个世上的几十年，不管四十、五十、六十、一百也好那个是比不上的。所以他说，为了那个我的目标，这些就不算什么了。
Don't you think in all of those things he didn't have to keep his faith and not charge?
那你认为每一次他经过他刚才形容的那些被鞭打、被诬害、被怎么样，或者碰到难处的时候，不用打这个仗吗？不用打这个信心的仗吗？
Don't you think he would couldn't have babied himself? Said, "Why me, Lord? Why me? Why do I have to go all these through all these things?"
你可以想象，难道他没有疑惑过神啊？为什么我还要遭受那么多的苦难吗
？So you see, We have to fight this good fight.
所以我们需要为我们的信心打这一场仗。
We want to keep that peace of God in our lives.
因为我们跟神和好后，我们有责任要持守这种平安。
When this situation comes, we pray, "Oh God, help us."
那当情况来的时候，你就要赶快去找神，求神帮助你。
We have the word planted in our minds.
你已经有神的话在你的里面了。
Maybe the thought will come, "I know you give good and not evil, so this is of Satan."
所以那已经在你心里面那个神的话语呢？情况一来的时候，马上就要拿出来保护。你的信心。
My husband may leave me.
比如说这个不是从神来的。
But you promised you would never leave me.
那即使我的家人离开了我，离弃了我，可是你答应我说呢，你不会丢下我为孤儿。
I had a friend that was a pastor.
我曾经有一个朋友，他是牧者。
Before she began preaching, she was married.
那他在当牧者以前他结婚了。
And like so many others, he got another woman and he left her.
但是他的先生呢，有了外遇就离开，离弃他了。
Only you that have gone through that knows what that's like.
那如果当中有这个经历的话，
Cutting a part of you out of you.
你会觉得那个被遗弃的，
All the feelings that goes through you.
心是很痛苦的。
But she said, I made it this way.
但是她每一天都这样提醒自己。
At that time, she was working in a factory, a sewing factory.
You mean he is a pastor?
No, she was.
She, but the time is not.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. She still a pastor, but no. That is happened before.
Yes.
Okay. 那么这是他在成为传道人之前的经历了哈。那他说呢，那个时候他在这个缝纫的这样的工厂上班。
She said, "This is how I made it."
他说我怎么经过那段时间呢
？She said, "I would go to work and I say, Lord." Maybe you're going to come at lunchtime.
那我心里面有一个期待，说主啊，或许中午的时候你就来了，午餐时间你就来了。
And I can make it till lunch.
所以呢，到午餐时间我还是可以我还是可以持守。
And then at lunchtime, she said, "Lord, maybe you'll come at supper time."
那到了中午的时候，耶稣还没有，他就说，那或许到晚餐的时候，我挨得过，我还是可以挨得过。
And one time, and that she kept that up all through until God gave her.Through this peace during that time, even though the emotions were crying,
就是这样
even though her heart was broken,
就是这样。他持定那个神所应许的永生之后呢，他也知道他要持守他的平安，所以呢，他就一而再、再而三的，即使在这个很伤痛那情绪上非常不稳定的这样的情况下面。他这样一天挨过一天，就是这个平安，也是这个盼望，使他每一天可以这样经过。
You see, Isaiah gave us that hope, gave us that procedure to do. He says in the 26th chapter, in the second verse, "Open the gates that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in."
好，我们看一下以赛亚哈，以赛亚书。对不起，我现在在翻我的圣经。这个没有印出来。26, right?
Yeah.
以赛亚的第二十六章 ，verse 2, 第二节啊。
Verse 2, 3, and 4.
OK, 好，我现在从以赛亚第二十六章的二到四节把它念过一次哈。敞开城门，使守信的义民得以进入。艰辛倚赖你的，你必保守他十分平安。因为他倚靠你，第四节，你们当倚靠耶和华直到永远，因为耶和华是永久的磐石。
So you see, he keeps us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on what? On the problem? No. On what is doing to you? No. On him. Keep it on him.
这段圣经告诉我们说，我们这些被称义的义民，我们已经在神的家里面的这些他的儿女哈。他说他保守我们什么不是其他的他保守我们十分平安。
In our English it says, because he trusts in you.
因为他依靠你。
So you see, what it is he's telling us, he's looking to us to fight this good of fight. Faith. He's trusting in us to go on, to hold our faith.
在神那边他绝对会保守你十分平安。但是问题是你要为你的信心打仗全心的来依靠他艰辛的依赖他。
He tells us another way is in Isaiah 40.
那, 一样是以赛亚的第四十章那里提到。
He tells us there, but they that wait, now listen to this word wait, it means to stay, to remain, to rest, to linger.
等候，那等候就是要要依靠他，然后等着就是等你的神。
For the Lord shall renew their strength.
这个等耶和华的人，就你就依着他，就赖着他就对了。
So you wait on the Lord.
必重新得力。
You hold on. You remain. You don't give up.
你抱着他，你就在那里不要动。
And he
你不放弃，
will come.
他一定会一定会给你重新得力。
And renew that strength.
那个力量会重新再一次起来。
You shall mount up with, they shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not faint. They shall walk, run and not be weary, and they shall run and not faint.
这里以赛亚告诉我们，当你每一次在这种冲击下面抱着神、依赖着神，然后等着神之后呢，你重新得力之后，你会像老鹰一样展翅在上腾。他跑也不困倦，行走也不疲乏。这个告诉我们说，又再一次被更新之后，得力之后，你看看比以前更刚强了，对不对
？This is how we keep our peace.
那这个就是如何我们可以持守住我们的平安。
You know, let me say one last thing. Today they may have come, the one who spoke to you and say, "What be a Christian? You'll have joy and peace and."And it's a wonderful life. Listen, it is a wonderful life. We do have joy and peace. But you know how Jesus used to be as a soul winner?
那平安喜乐当然是我们神应许给我们的。
Come follow me.
那但是耶稣他呼召我们说说来跟随我。
You'll have tribulations and trials.
那当我们跟随耶稣的时候，你会发现要跟随耶稣的什么？他经历过的，比如说呢，会有逼迫。会有患难。
They'll try to kill you. They'll take you to court.
那他耶稣还讲说，可能会像我一样，会把你带到这个公堂去。
But I can say though these are all not all connected scriptures. But he said, but I will keep you.
但是他说，就像刚才以赛亚说的，我会保守你十分平安。他也说过哈，就是我的平安是不能被夺去的。
He never promised us an easy way.
从来神都没有答应我们说你在世上活的日子是很安舒的，是容易的。
That we're going to be hurt by man and tested by Satan.
耶稣也告诉我们一定会有患难。
We're going to be in a fight.
不管是从魔鬼来的，或者是从环境来的，我们要征战。
The prize is worth it.
那为了我们要得到那永生的这个奖赏呢？
Hold on.
这个征战的这个经历呢，都是很有价值的。持守住
，Hold on, ladies, keep your faith.
持守住
，keep trusting God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，and He will take you home to your.
所谓的持守，就是好好的依靠你的神。好
，Sorry, I'm so long, but you know I'm a long-winded speaker.
每次我答应说要讲短一点的，那还是很长哈，没有关系，因为他有八十几年的经验要讲。Because you had 84 years experience to talk about.
我说一句吧，没人讲话。就是说，妈咪最后说的这个，我就是第一个呢，是我们有责任呢，持守这种平安。我今天早上正好在听一个讲到这个属灵的征战，就是基督徒，我们其实是有责任的。基督徒的生命呢，生活。不是，是一场征战的生活，不是就是一个很安逸的生活。实际上是我们要去征战的。再一个就是，妈咪最后讲到的那一句，挺触动我的，就是等候耶和华的，就是说你要赖着他，你要抓着他，你就是要靠着他。这个基督徒的生活，生命就像保罗似的。实际上，我们或者是有一个误解，觉得我信了主一切都好了，但是实际上那个是按照圣经的教导不是这样的，我们是要征战打仗的。
从来哈，基督徒的这个信仰呢是不退休的，从来不退休的。你也不可能说被辞工，因为呢基督徒是一辈子的这个持守信仰的一场征战哈，而且你绝对不会无聊哈，你懂我的意思哦，绝对不会无聊。不要以为说哎呀我现在
没事干，没事干了哈，就是聚聚会，听听道，不是这样子的。信心本身是你自己跟神之间的一个很亲密的一个约会，而且呢，不会淡掉，越来会越精彩哈。